So how does exactly the intelligence control the mind? The intelligence is also a part of the software package only. The software, because in a fundamental sense, mind, intelligence and ego, they are all subtle matter. And broadly, subtle matter we can compare to software. So now, the intelligence is that part of our subtle body that doesn't just act based on impulses. It is capable of seeing long term. It is capable of evaluating. Just like that in the software in our computer, there might be some virus that has come. Now that virus is damaging. But at that same level of software, we can also have an antivirus, which can counter the virus. So the intelligence is like an antivirus program. And to the extent our intelligence is strong, the virus may still be there, but we can counter the virus. So intelligence is also subtle. And intelligence is also something which is, we could say, programmable or changeable. Our intelligence, when we hear more and more scripture, when we study more and more scripture, our intelligence develops. So then, that development means what? The intelligence becomes, there are sharper reflexes. So say sometimes if we have an antivirus program, but it's very slow in acting. So by the time it awakens, the virus has deleted everything else. So, like that, we get some temptation, we fall down, then I tell, hey, what did you do? So, if we keep hearing scripture, we say, sharpen your intelligence. It means what? The intelligence, our intellectual reflexes become quicker. Which are understanding. So, control our mind with intelligence means, if we consider, say, the example of a firefighter. Now, say, firefighters are trained to fight fire. But first time, if a new firefighter goes and sees a big fire, firefighter just sees it and freezes, doesn't know what to do. Such a big fire, they make a fire hose in the hand, he drops the fire hose and fight. But as the firefighter becomes trained, now a seasoned firefighter, they may also feel some panic when they see a huge fire. But then their training kicks in. Their training kicks in means what? Very fast they recover and they start, okay, use this hose, attack the fire from there, I'll attack from here, you go there. And they spring into action and they extinguish the fire. So similarly, when the Dushpure Nana in 3.8 Krishna says, desire is like a fire. So when the fire of desire erupts in our consciousness, the intelligence is not trained, what happened? Just don't know what to do, we just panic and the fire keeps burning in the meanwhile. But when we say control the mind with the intelligence, that means our intelligence becomes sharpened, the reflexes become right. What should I do with this chant of Krishna? Think of some philosophy. Remember Krishna and redirect the consciousness towards Krishna. We extinguish the fire. So basically, as our intelligence becomes sharper, the fire will still keep lit. The desires won't go away immediately. The mind will get agitated. The fires will come. But when the intelligence becomes stronger, then it's like it's not just a virus which can be easily deleted. The virus is there. But the antivirus program, if it springs in quickly, then the virus can't damage much. So like that, for the mind to get purified will take a long time. But for the mind to be controlled, if our intelligence is strong, then our intellectual reflexes become much faster. And as soon as the fire of desire erupts in our consciousness, immediately we douse it with the pose of Krishna consciousness, with the remembrance of Krishna. And that's how by training, we sharpen our intellectual reflexes. And what we know that is the right thing, we do it more quickly. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Any other questions?